XRN.
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Gentlemen, now live from Riverside, Iowa, another episode of Talk of the Town. Your host this evening, Mr. Tom McLaughlin.
Hello, Riverside. Welcome to Talk of the Town, where you, the caller, decide what we're going to talk about. I'm your host, Tom McLaughlin. As many of you may know, I'm the administrator and editor for the local blog here, Your Riverside Forum, where also you're encouraged to talk and express and discuss your opinion, like we're going to be doing tonight. This is a live call-in show. Call lines are now open, 648-5143 or 648-3101 for people in town. And for people who are out of town, you can also call in at 1-877-213-4329. We're going to talk about anything. If you want to sell something, announce an upcoming event, politics, wish someone a happy birthday, happy holidays, or if you want to give me your 2 cents, go ahead and call in. Just remember, the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Stardust Radio Network Incorporated or its management or other hosts or supporters. Tonight we're going to be talking about small business, and we have a couple guests today. One is Tracy Wozak, and the other one is Bob Ryan. Tracy Wozak is a local business owner. She runs her business out of her office, out of her home, Ula Artistica, and she's going to tell us about what it's like running business in Riverside. Tracy, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. A little crazy here tonight, but
a little crazy.
Here.
Well, that yeah. So you own and operate Ula Artistica, and from what I've heard and from what I've experienced firsthand is you make and sell crafts. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can call them crafts. I prefer art.
Art?
Crafts, because to me it's like, well, anybody can craft. Art is a little different to me. It's a hobby of mine. I started about, I've been painting and coloring since I was in high school. But I had a real job for a long time, and a couple of years ago I rediscovered that I really like doing this kind of thing. What I basically do is I hand paint. My specialty is wine glasses, coffee mugs, beer mugs, and I also do coasters. And I've actually also just started doing canvas as well. So a little bit of everything.
Wow. So what if someone wanted to purchase your goods, how would they contact you?
Well, a couple ways. I do have my own website, and my website is www.ulaartistica, and that is spelled Artistica. So it's artistic with an A on the end. And in Italian, that actually means artistic. Artistica means artistic in Italian.
Awesome. So give us a little bit more. I want to kind of brief people on if they're interested in starting a business or running a business.
Uh-huh.
What you as a, I would consider you a small business owner.
Uh-huh.
What are the first steps? Say they have this drive, this passion, they want to put their product out there. What's the first steps that they should take?
Sure. Well, for me, it was actually a little over 2 years ago. I quit my job to actually start a different kind of business, and then it sort of evolved into this more of a hobby business. I would say first steps is to decide what your product is going to be. For me, it's a product. For others, it's a service. And perfect it, because I see so much stuff out there, especially in the arts and crafts world, that is not good quality. And if you're going to sell to people, you have to make sure you use the highest quality product. Yeah, you can, I don't want to say cut corners, but you can keep things lower cost by finding lower cost materials to work with, which is what I do. But quality comes first, absolutely.
Okay, so once they have their quality product, do you take me through the steps that when you realized that you wanted to do this professionally. What did you do to set this up as a viable business to put out there for people to see and for people to purchase?
Well, in today's day and age, you obviously need a website. And I would say when I first got started, I did more business online than I actually did in person. And I do have a website. So that's important. Then you've got the social media aspect. You've got Facebook. You've got Twitter. I don't use Twitter personally. I'm on it, but I don't use it. But ways to get word out there, marketing is hugely important. In fact, in any business, they do recommend anywhere from 10 to 15% of your cost of your money should be spent on marketing, because people need to know you're out there before they can actually purchase anything, whether it's, again, a product or a service. The website is going to be very important. If I do my own web design, but others hire people, there's a lot of very simple programs out there to help you do a website. I know a lot of people start out on WordPress. I did start that way, and I've gone into something else. But and if you don't want to do it yourself, you can always hire someone.
Right. You can always outsource that.
Absolutely.
Stuff. So would you recommend, like, before they even get registered as an official business, would you recommend that they actually get their name out there first? Or did you do any kind of marketing to see, if there was a want or a need for your product, or did you already know that?
For me, I just really, because this was a hobby, I just kind of winged it. It was sort of this is kind of fun. People like these wine glasses, and I've had a few people buy them, so I might as well start selling them. So it really doesn't matter if you want to have all your ducks in a row, or if you're in an area where you might have a high level of liability. For example, if you sell like food or creams or something, you may want to go the more traditional route where you do get an attorney or get your business lined up. I do have an LLC. I used to do some consulting work, and that's how I got my LLC. So now I run everything. Ula Artistica is technically under the umbrella of my LLC. Went through a very simple process of getting that. I actually was told by someone who has been pretty successful that they did theirs just through LegalZoom. So they went online and got theirs, and they've had no problems and went on and sold their business, made a little bit of money. So I did the same thing. I went through LegalZoom online, and I think it cost me like $120 it's not incorporated. It's a limited liability company.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't know the differences between those, but I think that's what I've been going through the same thing, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm going to be setting up too. I actually talked to you, and you hooked me up with, I can't remember his name, SBA.
Oh, Paul Heath.
Talk a little bit about that and talk about how helpful he was.
Paul Heath is with the SB, the Small Business Development Administration. He's through the University of Iowa. They also have him in Cedar Rapids, and that's the one in Cedar Rapids is through Kirkwood. Paul is really helpful. I won an entrepreneurship contest on something completely different. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I'm a little bit ADHD, so I can't figure out exactly what I want to do. But I won a competition, and I got some advice from Paul. He sat down with me and my partners at the time, and we walked through a budget, an operating plan. It was phenomenal. And things you don't think about, if you're thinking about starting your own business, he will sit down with you and say, well, what about things like, paper clips? lights and pens and oh yeah, what about your electricity and just silly things like that that you might not think about because you're so focused on the overall big picture of I'm going to run a business and I'm really worried about all my art supplies. Well, what about the other things? Buying a computer. He's got great advice, and I know you could just look him up online, the Small Business Administration through the University of Iowa. Paul Heath is his name. And another great resource, if you are plugged into the University of Iowa, is the JPEC, the John Papa John Entrepreneur Center. I was fortunate enough to be connected with them because I've had business partners in the past who were university students, and I've actually worked with a company called Tutor Universe, who they were started by a couple of PhD students, and they're now doing very, very well. So I've been loosely associated with JPEC as well.
Awesome. I have that website. If anybody's interested, Paul Heath, he really is a nice guy. He's helping me out, too, in my ventures. His website is, or their website is www.sba.gov. And I also ran across another website. It's the Iowa Small Business Development Centers. And Iowa, that's at iowasbdc.org. And they do, they think of everything.
Yes.
And like you said, right down to the paper clips, I'm amazed at all the stuff that it's taking to get my thing off the ground.
Uh-huh.
It's just not only your passion, it really makes you think about what you're doing, and it's like a constant gut check. Like, can I do this? What advice would you have for people starting out when they get faced with all that stuff and they realize, wow, this is huge. Can I do this? What advice would you have for those people out there who are just getting started?
Well, for me, I can say I failed, and I failed more than once. So most small businesses do fail. And the reason I say I've failed is most of the time I haven't even got very far. I haven't even got off the ground. My advice would be find something you're passionate about. For me, the consulting thing, which initially I quit my job to do, I thought, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And once I got going, I realized, yeah, I could do this, but I really don't like doing this. And I just felt like I was constantly on the phone trying to get a hold of people, whereas now I get to paint all day. And if people want to buy it, great. If they don't, they don't have to. So find something you're passionate about. And a lot of people are turning hobbies into careers. I wouldn't say I've got a full-time job doing this yet, but in fact, right now I'm finishing up some custom orders people wanted for Christmas. So I'm hoping to keep rolling on this. I'm doing all right online, and I've got 3 retail stores right now and hoping to grow that within the next year.
What retail stores are you at?
Yeah, I'm actually at Cafe Dodici down in Washington. That is actually in the coffee shop area. I'm doing very well down there. I'm in the Creative Iowans Holiday Store, which is open until December 28th, and that's at Coral Ridge Mall in the Old Sears. I haven't decided if I want to do the year-round store yet. I'm still up in the air about that. And I'm also in Cedar Rapids at the Czech, it's a new store called the Czech Village General Store. It's on the main drag there down in Czech Village. And again, that just opened on December 7th, so that's a brand new store. And I do hope that someday I can have my own shop right here in Riverside. That would be the ultimate goal.
Well, yeah, ultimately that would be great. And I think that's, from my feelings, going to the city council meetings and stuff, and with the comprehensive plan coming out, it's really geared towards moving downtown forward and trying to get it so people can actually, like you or me or someone else who's just getting started out, actually, you know, a face to their product and actually, you know, a point of sale. I mean, internet's great, online's great, but I think with the small towns, I want to see the person I'm buying from. Some, you know, if I don't know them. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying I won't buy from you, but you know, it's just something about walking downtown and walking in and you know, buying a coffee or buying something, and then go next door and buy one of Tracy's mugs. You know, it just gives it a whole new feel, and I think it gives it a whole new face.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I hope. You know, we do see some more businesses pop up, and I know you're going to be talking to Bob, and he owns quite a bit of property downtown, and I know he'd like to see development, and small business owners come into his property as well. So hopefully we can make it happen. It's just from a business owner's perspective, is there enough traffic? Can I make enough to make this viable? And tourism is a huge part of that, because if we can up the tourism here in Riverside, it's going to make people more likely to open stores. And these are the type of shop I want to open is something tourists would be attracted to, because they'll get unique gifts and items.
Well, yeah, you talked about tourism, and I talked about the comprehensive plan. That kind of ties in together. And when you start talking about what it would take to get new people in, it's almost like a circle.
Yeah, it is.
You need one thing before the other thing, but you need that thing before that thing.
Yeah.
And what do you think would open up tourism here? I know you were on at a couple of the group meetings for the early stages of the comprehensive plan. What do you think would help move that along and actually get Riverside businesses up and running in downtown?
You know, it's funny. I've been saying this for years, and you and I have had these conversations. But the town needs to be more accepting of it. I know a lot of people don't like the Trek thing, but guess what? It is what it is, and we have a very unique opportunity. And all of the candidates for mayor and city council last round said it. We've got to take advantage of this opportunity because no other small town in Iowa has it. There's so much we could do with the Trek thing and still keep it not as part of, you know, our everyday life, but just something where we can bring people in and make it a little kitschy and fun. And, you know, it doesn't have to be. Our town is not going to get overrun by nerds. You know, we're nerdy enough as it is. So I think we do have a unique opportunity. Maybe we need to go out and talk to some people who are outside of Riverside. I think sometimes we get lost in our whole this is our town thing, and I've seen that a lot. And you know, be open to ideas and listening to new perspectives and listening to some of these Trekkies. I have several friends from out of state who, hey, that's really cool. I'm not going to come there though. I hear it's lame. Well, what's going to make it not lame? Let's ask them.
Right. Yeah. You see, talking about different perspectives, I was like kind of on the fence about the whole Star Trek thing. So when we first moved here.
Uh-huh.
I looked up the Riverside website, and first thing I noticed was the whole Star Trek thing. And I guess I would be more Star Wars than Star Trek, but I'm a big Kirk fan. But the comprehensive plan and the way they talked about it and the way they incorporated RAC make it a part of Riverside. You don't have to overkill it. You know, you can put, you know, little logos on the cornerstones, or you can put, you know, whatever. And that really sold me on, okay, this is something unique.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big fan of it, but as long as you don't overkill it, take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. And people need to remember, even if you hate it, when we have tourism, the tax base grows, the sales tax base, and whatever else. If we get, you know, we have the opportunity to maybe bring another hotel or motel into town, and, you know, that's more money for the city. When that happens, we don't have to pay as much in property tax, knock on wood. So that's, I know, a lot of a controversy right now is people's taxes. It sounds like it's very likely they're going to go up, our property tax. But if we have more tourism, we can counteract that, at least down the road.
Right. Tracy, I'm going to let you go here pretty soon. Is there anything that you wanted to leave people with? Maybe drop your name and contact information? Maybe
yeah,
get some orders?
I would say the best way to get a hold of me would be through my website. I'm pretty busy, especially now getting ready for the holidays. I do have a lot of orders happening right now. But I do have time. I can crank out a wine glass, coffee mug, coasters, whatever you may need before the holidays if you do need anything yet. And my website, again, is www.OOLAARTISTICA. That's OOLAARTISTICA.com. And you can just email me at tracy@OOLAARTISTICA.com at any time. Or my number's in the book, too, so you can always call me if need be. But, yeah, I'd love to do more local business. And, again, hopefully eventually fulfill the dream of having some sort of shop.
Well, good. We're going to be picking up our order pretty soon.
I was just going to tell you, don't forget, I got a big order. order for Tom. So
I saw them. They look wonderful.
Well, I've got the one that I've got two of them wrapped up that you and Carrie are not allowed to see until Christmas. So
okay.
They're in a special bag for you for the boys.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. That was Tracy Wozzeck, Ula Artistica. Go check her stuff out. She's pretty talented. She's always creating. She's always producing stuff. So there's a lot of funny stuff. She's got a really unique sense of humor. I think you'll get a kick out of some of her stuff. The phone lines are open. Call in. We can talk about anything. Anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be just about Riverside. Phone lines are 648-5143. Or 648-3101 for those people in Riverside. And for those of you who aren't blessed enough to live in Riverside, 1-877-213-4329. You can talk about anything. If you got someone who has a birthday coming up, or if you have someone who you haven't heard from in a while and you want to tell them happy holidays, this would be the perfect time to do it. If you want to sell some stuff, we'll do that. We'll hawk your goods. Sports, school events. If you have questions, my wife might not agree with me, but I do know a lot. And between me and Jeff here, we're pretty knowledgeable about things going on in Riverside. And again, if we're wrong, give us a call and tell us. We encourage disagreement because it encourages discussion. If you've gone to my website at all, you'll understand that. I like to encourage all views because that's how you're always going to get things to move forward. Because you can compromise and work towards a common goal. Still waiting on those callers. Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll be back with our next guest. Thanks.
Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Hello, welcome back to Talk of the Town. This is your host, Tom McLaughlin. We're talking about everything you want to talk about. This is a live talk-in show, or a live call-in show, so call 648-5143 or 648-3101 if you're in Riverside, and 1-877-213-4329 if you're not living in Riverside. Coming up next, or right now, we have Bob Ryan. He's a local business owner in town. I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about what he does, and we're going to talk to him about what it takes to be a small business owner. Bob, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Tom?
Good. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what you do, and we'll go from there.
Well, let's see. Yeah, it's curious, because years ago I would have told you I was a sculptor, but something about renovating a couple of 3,000-square-foot buildings kind of crowds out your time. So the last couple of years, I've been just fixing up a couple of old buildings down here, and I guess you'd call my new business being a landlord. So, which I hope is going to improve as I finish these last couple of things to do here. So that's it in a nutshell.
So what brought you to Riverside?
Basically, the wheels fell off my marriage, and this is kind of where I was. So I had come out here. I got into school at U of I, and I was showing sculpture in New York, and I came out here to get ready for a show, and a buddy was letting me space in his studio, and got my show up, got everything done, but basically where I thought, you know, I didn't have any place to go home to, so I stayed here, and it's panned out pretty well for me. I like Riverside.
Great. Well, what kept you here, aside from not having a place to go? What kept you in Riverside? What prompted you to do what you do now?
Well, I was rapping at first, and I have to say, I fought it for a couple of years. It's like, oh, my God, I got to be on the coast, you know? And I'll be equally honest, I really miss the salt water. But Iowa kind of grew on me, and particularly Riverside. I mean, it was, there's some people in town that really helped me out, and it was a real live and let live town, and there was some property available, and that's why I bought the old Iron Horse, and it kind of opened up to me. And I found that a year or two later, when I went back east, don't get me wrong, I hate myself from one side of Manhattan to the other, but on the other hand, I really don't miss the traffic delays. And like I said, it just opened up for me. There's some really good people here, and as long as you play them straight and you're honest with them, you can basically do whatever you want out here. So it just kind of snuck up on me, and I kind of gave up on thinking I needed to be somewhere else. I'm really enjoying myself now.
Well, yeah, I agree. Riverside kind of grew on me, too. We moved here about 4 years ago. And my wife was, she accepted a position out here, and I have to agree with you wholeheartedly that the people just kind of, they're real accepting. Right? From day one, I came in, and they were so welcoming, and I felt comfortable, and I felt comfortable here for quite a while. Can you go into a little bit more detail about what projects you have going on now?
Well, I'm just finishing up. My first project was I bought the old Iron Horse Tavern, and which is just a recognizable name for a building. It's one of the storefronts in Riverside, next to Vantageville. And I spent a few years fixing that up, and I live in that now upstairs. I have my shop downstairs. And I'd say maybe 4 years ago or so, I had the chance to buy the other half of the building. Apparently, it had been built originally as one building, subdivided, so I was able to put it back together. And at the time, I was torn, because I was kind of ready to be done doing renovations, but at the same time, it was one of those situations, if I didn't buy it, I wasn't sure what the other guy was going to do with it. So I bought it, and that's almost finished. And I have a very, I'm going to have a beautiful commercial space downstairs and a very nice loft upstairs. So that's just completing, I hope, by the end of the month. And then about, I guess, in August, I was able to purchase a third property, which is the old Swales building, the old bank building, on the corner of Washburn there. And that's already got tenants and doesn't need the kind of renovation I have here, but I've got some ideas on some pretty neat things that might work in that building, too. So we'll just see. But it's going to be nice to find out what it's like to be a full-scale landlord instead of a full-scale renovator. But I think I'm ready.
So what moving forward, you said you can't wait to be a landlord. What type of people are you going to market your place to? Is it going to be open, or is it going to be certain types of businesses, or what?
Well, actually, that depends. Because I'm working with a realtor, and, of course, I run almost every business decision I have. That's my loan officer and my attorney. So, but when you're looking for a tenant, the most important thing is, can they pay the rent? After that is, will they be a nuisance? What kind of systems do they need? For example, it might be great to have someone who did X, Y, or Z type of fabrication, but then you can't rent your upstairs because they'll keep the people up all night. So you have to be considerate about that. I have to guarantee my tenants peaceful use of their property. So I'm just looking for good tenants. I really don't have a pre-described or predetermined notion of what I want. And to tell you the truth, I'm probably going to have to be fairly flexible because there's not a whole lot of demand down here. I'm hoping that it will increase. I'm betting that it's going to increase, and I have bet substantially that Riverside's going to be on the increase. But could I tell you right now what I'm absolutely looking for? Nah. You know, part of me likes more artists like me. Part of me would like a nice, stable accountant. You know? So, you know, in the end, like I said, since I'm fairly new to that aspect of this, I'm going to rely on my advisors and make sure that they steer me in the right way. And we find a suitable mix. So we'll see.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Well, I talked to Tracy earlier. I don't know if you listened to that, but she gave me some good advice moving forward with my ventures. And the other person I talked to was you.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me some invaluable advice
mm-hmm.
about having your circle or having your own okay. advisors. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's important when you do something like that. I mean, in my brash young artist space, you know, I could conquer the world, you know. Nothing like a bout of cancer to stop that. Then you're not invincible anymore. So you'll learn that there's a couple of things you're going to need. If you want to do anything with real estate, okay, first thing you're going to need is a loan officer. Well, your loan officer is going to tell you to get a an insurance broker because you have to guarantee the bank that their money is good. So if you can't do that, you can't get a loan, which then means any rentals, any work you do, you have to have a business plan. And I'm a big fan of having your own account. I'm not good at doing my own taxes. Never tried to be. I hire the best person I can find. I'm happy with the fellow I'm working with now. And there you have it. Of course, you need a good attorney. I'm not talking about criminal justice attorney. I'm talking about a good general counsel, someone who knows contracts and knows real estate, who knows when to tell you, that's maybe not a good idea. The guy who keeps you out of trouble. Now, with that kind of team, and you'll build a couple, everyone's got a couple other people they listen to. I mean, I've had a team of contractors that helped me here. Local guys, fabulous guys. We got some really great guys in town. And I wouldn't be getting across the finish line without them. So it takes them all to advise you, but also help you with the nuts and bolts to get going, because none of us have all the answers. And that's the important thing. You listen. You don't have to take all their advice all the time. But if you're smart, you're going to take most of it most of the time. So, and they'll tell you, they'll draw the lines for you. And I'm very pleased. I was lucky enough to have a team through some introductions when I first got here, and they've really done it for me. And I advise anyone wanting to start out to do something similar and get someone who wants to be with you for 15 or 20 years. And kind of like looking for a mate, you know? I mean, you're not looking for tomorrow. You're looking for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years from now.
Right.
So that's that.
Well, someone starting out, like, you know, oh, take me for example. If they're concerned about, you know, when they hear, well, get a lawyer, don't they cost money? What would be your advice on that? How would they even broach that kind of conversation with someone they're interested in? I mean, you know.
Look, I can't speak for all attorneys, but, okay, it depends on what you're looking for. You know, there's certain things that attorneys will take in contingency. That's generally when they expect to get a big settlement. But if you're just looking for advice, a general counsel, a reasonable general counsel, isn't going to run up the bill on that. Now, you bug them every day with emails and calls, yeah, you're going to bill you. You're not going to like it. But if you're reasonable and you sit down a couple of times a year and you budget it and you and your wife go in and you can come up with a real business plan, there are some particularly senior attorneys around here really interested in the county and development. There's some very good people out there that are willing to be reasonable to help people they believe and get started. I believe I made a referral for you, and that's one that I would recommend you probably shouldn't mention right now. But there's others out there. And, you know, the one thing about attorneys is the younger they are, is the more legal law school bills they have. You know, the older ones have kind of paid that off, so kind of be where to look. But you never know. It's like with all your other allies, you're going to meet people along the way that help you. And that's that, and you just got to stay open to who they are.
Well, yeah, that's what I've learned in setting my stuff up and talking to people is I've always learned I've gotten a lot better with names. Because I remembered your name pretty quick because you're pretty easy to remember. Kind of left an impression on me. But I remember people's names and, you know, not necessarily their phone numbers, but, you know, I'll say, hey, do you know this guy? Yeah, he's pretty good. You should talk to him. I get that a lot, especially here in Riverside. People are approachable. And if you just look at what people do, like I have another friend who's a successful business owner. And I thought, well, he would have great advice. Maybe he has someone who he knows or he's used. And it just becomes this massive, massive tree with just all these, you know, endless roots that just branch off. And you're like, well, this person knows that person. I could talk to this person. I could talk to that person. This person referred me to that person. And it's, you know, I have this massive database of people that I can talk to for advice. Did you find that when you're starting out here in Riverside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was absolutely no one when I showed up here. I was bouncing off a divorce. I had a backlog of legal medical bills. I was pretty broke. And I teetered for a while. It got worse. It got better. And then I got my footing, and things started getting better. But one of the best things as I did is I found my attorney, I found my banker, and I've been through four loan officers with the same bank, and they've been consistently excellent. My attorney has been consistent. My got through two accountants. Unfortunately, regrettably, the first one died at a young age, and I feel bad about that. I mean, nothing anyone could have done about it. So I found a second one, and my insurance agent as well. People tend to underestimate, particularly young people, how important protecting your family is and your business is by proper insurance. But right there are the four corner posts. Just like when you get to a town, you need a good mechanic, you need a good dentist, and you need a good doctor. I mean, these are just things you need. But if you're looking for the advice, it was very organic. I had some questions. I looked for my attorney first because I needed to finish off a divorce. But he turned out to just be the most fabulous general counsel I could ever imagine. So, and not only is he my attorney, he's become a very good friend. So, we almost never talk business anymore. We talk about what we're doing, you know. You can do that. But that's when you build it. I think the broader thing is build relationships for the long haul. Yeah. And look for people that will be there with you for a long time. And that really pays dividends.
Awesome. That's exactly what I've gotten from you in my time with you. I actually forget that you're a valuable resource because you're so much fun to talk to. Anything else you want to leave the listeners with, as far as like a nugget of wisdom or anything?
Oh, geez, I don't know if I have any nuggets of wisdom, but just every day you got to get up and hit it hard. And honestly, I think this town, if we just, get along with each other, it's fine. It's, other than people start bickering that things are get weird. Just like everything else in your life, just like when you get four kids on a rainy day. It's fine when they're getting along.
Yeah.
Keep your mind right. Don't dwell on that negative shit. I couldn't get up and do this every day if I was negative. There's stuff that happens. You bust your knuckles, This guy doesn't show up. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, it's a 10-minute problem. Deal with it. And if you keep your eye on the long ball, things will happen. And recently, I'm very pleased. There's a whole new group of people, it seems, that come into town that it's been a real pleasure to meet. And I'm trying to welcome them the same way I was welcomed. So it's pretty cool. And like I said, in the next year or so, I think you're going to see some pretty interesting stuff. If nothing else, I'm hoping that just my projects are going to be tied off. So, yeah, my motorcycle wants more attention. It's getting a little demanding here. I'm going to have to ride it more. So.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you.
I hope I helped you tonight and I didn't bore you on, buddy. No.
Bob, you're never boring. You're never boring.
I'll have to work on that. I appreciate the call. My regards to your family and everyone else. And talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care, Tom. Yep. Bye now.
That was Bob Ryan. Bob always has something to say, and he's just a valuable resource. Just like most business owners in town here, they've been there, they've done that. Like Tracy said, she's failed before, and it just takes a lot of getting back up and dusting yourself off and keep on going. I just want to remind people that this is a call-in show. And for people in Riverside, call 648-5143 or 648-3101. For people outside of Riverside, 1-877-213-4329. We can talk about anything at all. You want to talk about the weather? We'll talk about the weather. If you want to talk about sports, I won't have much to say, but you can talk at me, and you probably have someone calling in to talk with you about that. But talk about anything, anything at all. So I think we might take a short break here, and we'll see you soon.
William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
SRN
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Talk of the Town. This is your host, Tom McLaughlin. Talk of the Town is a format for people in Riverside to call in and talk about whatever they want. It's where you, the caller, decide what we're going to talk about. Well, right now we're not talking about much because no one's calling in. I know I talked to, thought at least my family would call in. You know, you can talk to me about my mom. You can talk to me about my haircut. You can talk to me about, ask me if I've taken a bath lately. We talk about anything. Right now, I'll even talk about that. If you want to call me and, complain about, my blog, I'll even listen to that. I welcome that as well. I'm always looking for different ways to improve what I do, because it's what I do. I want to get better at it. If you want to sell something, we can talk about selling your maybe your kid was naughty this year and you want to sell his bike, and we'll even help you sell it. The phone numbers, again, are 648-5143 or 648-3101. If you're calling outside of Riverside, it's 1-877-213-4329. Again, I want to read this again. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Stardust Radio Network Incorporated or its management or other hosts or supporters. Most of you might be listening online right now. You can also listen on the radio, of course, depending on where you are. Earlier we talked to Tracy Wozak and Bob Ryan. They're some business owners. Hopefully they gave people who are interested in starting their own business some insight. The different things that might come up if you want to start your own business. Tracy talked about making sure you have a vision and to follow through on your vision and expect to fail. You just get up and try it again. Bob emphasized kind of the hometown feel of Riverside and how he felt at home from day one here, and also having that circle of people that you trust to give you advice, and maybe actually have them be actually professionals, an attorney or an insurance agent, a real estate agent. Always write down numbers. Always talk to people. Always you're always networking in a small town. You might not realize it, but even going to the post office can garner you some business. Might get you that one connection that you need to actually get your name out there. Tracy can be reached at, or you can see her her wares at oolaartistica.com. Bought some mugs from her for Christmas, and they're pretty neat. She does a pretty good job. She's always creating. She's always painting. She always seems to be branching out. But if you want to talk about that, or you want to talk about anything, I was just informed that we have for the first caller, we have a free CD. What do we have?
Okay, what do we have here? Well, I got to get my mic to work. There it goes. Now it's working. Yeah, our first free CD. This is pretty desperate here, Tom. We got to give away a CD. It's a brand new CD in shrink wrap. Keep in mind, we get CDs sent to us all the time. It's called Rhythm of Honor, and it's basically a production, a compilation CD of 11 songs by independent artists. And if we were selling this CD, which we're not, we're giving it away. But if you were to buy this, 50 cents off every one of these CDs goes to the Wounded Warrior Foundation. And obviously, if you know anything about them guys, 95% of all their donations go to their cause, literally. So very small administrative costs. But we're going to give it away to the first caller. 319-648-5143. Yeah, come on, I know someone's listening. 648-5143. Or if you're outside of Riverside, 877-213-4329. Or you can call this line of 248-3101. There's three phone numbers to call. The first person that calls gets this CD. It's called Rhythm of Honor, and it's a patriotic CD, and everybody should support their troops. There you go, Tom. I'm daring someone to call.
See, we're giving away free stuff. Jeff just gave you the numbers. You don't really have to talk about anything. You say, call in and give me the CD. Doesn't really matter at this point. We can talk about anything at all. Talk about what I'm wearing. I dressed up today. I'm wearing my sprucey new tuxedo shirt. I like to dress up. I don't like to wear ties, but it's kind of a compromise. Talk about the weather. It's cold out, and there's snow.
And there's a we have a caller.
Yay! See, I know with the right incentives, I knew we would actually get someone to call in.
Stardust Radio, your first name and where you're calling from? Okay, Carolyn, stand by. You want to be on the radio with Tom? Okay, stand by.
All right, looks like we got a caller.
We have a caller. Carolyn is in the
queue. Hi, Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Where are you calling from?
Riverside, Iowa.
Well, great. Tell us a little about yourself. What prompted you to call in today?
My son wants you to make him in a paper airplane.
I can do that when I come home.
Oh, he's sorry. He hears you on the headphones.
Hello, how are you, Huck? I'll bring the CD home.
Okay, you can give it to the second caller. That's fine.
Okay. Well, how generous of you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
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 Well, that was our first caller. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. As many of you might know, that was my wife. I forced her to listen today. I know most of you are listening, who probably have some questions, for me. You might have about, I don't know, about, Riverside City stuff or, the blog. The blog, can be found at yourriversideforum.com. You can find different stories about Riverside politics, Riverside City Council, School Board, Iowa press releases. We have a Twitter update where I surf Twitter and put various national stories of note on there. And as also, you can comment on any story, or you can send me an email at hawkdad1973@gmail.com. I'm usually home. I don't have anything to do. I'm a blogger. So call in, talk to me, or shoot me an email. Maybe you can get some input on upcoming blog posts. Or as always, you can call and tell me what I'm doing wrong. I always welcome those. You might not believe that, but I do welcome the negative along with the positive. I prefer the positive, but the negative comments are always much more fun. But we still have a couple minutes here. We could probably squeeze somebody in. If not, my wife's a proud new owner of a new CD. We can listen to it while I'm at home making paper airplanes. we're going to try to do this first and third week every month, usually the Tuesdays after city council meetings. We'll probably hopefully have a lot more to talk about then. Hopefully you'll have a lot more to talk about. But this is kind of a new thing for me, branching out, and I think it went well. Jeff hasn't kicked me out of his little radio booth here, so I think I did okay. That's about Man, an hour is a long time. but don't be afraid to call. Next time, just call in and say hi. I'd love to talk to you. I figured out that I like talking just about as much as I like writing. There's no spell check or there's no grammar check on my speech, but I don't think that's a problem. This was fun. Can I do this again? Jeff says yes, thumbs up. He'll invite me back. Well, thank you for listening. Hope to see you not next week, but Tuesday after that. Everyone have a great holiday season and drive safe. Lee.
For other people who think just like me, you get all up in arms. Oh, when you hear the words I sing, it's in messages for me to read. I came alive and thought to everything that you've been saying. Once I got past the cussing and the hate you were conveying, I tried to be objective when you said you wish I'd die. I got your point but couldn't help but see you were ignoring the truth behind our songs. You're so predictable and boring. Thank you for the interest and I've got a question for you. Oh, what about the issue?
SRN 1690 AM Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com